Shermisia Sobol, dear Holocaust survivors, Director General Valovaya, Excellencies, dear friends. Today we remember and mourn the victims of the Holocaust, 6 million of our people, entire families, 1.5 million children and babies, two-thirds of European Jewry before the war. Nazi Germany tried to destroy the Jewish people in an act of ridding the world of Jews. But Nazi race theory caused the lives of over 66 million people. So it must be clear, antisemitism does not stop with the Jews. Antisemitism and racism are a malignant disease that destroys and pulls societies apart from within. And no society and no democracy is immune. When the Red Army arrived at the gates of Auschwitz to liberate the Nazi extermination camp, it was too late for so many. Vladimir Brilev, a soldier who entered the camp, wrote to his wife, "I saw everything with my own eyes. Not far away from the death barracks is the crematoria. Can you imagine how many people the Germans have burned there? Next to this exploded crematoria, there are bones, bones and piles of shoes, several meters high. There are children's shoes in the pile. Total horror, impossible to describe." 70 years after the Holocaust, antisemitism continues to raise its ugly head, to harm, to kill. It is spreading across the world. It reinvents itself and mutates. Jewish communities are not safe in Europe and other parts of the world. They cannot enjoy basic freedom and security. Last week, almost 50 leaders, kings and heads of state, gathered in Jerusalem to mark the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau. They strongly stated their commitment to the remembrance of the Holocaust and to the fight against antisemitism. As living witnesses to Nazi atrocities and the death camps dwindle in number, we must redouble our effort to educate the whole society not to let ignorance take over, because ignorance is fertile ground for hatred. J'aimerais donc sincèrement vous remercier, Paul, d'être venu de Bruxelles pour témoigner devant nous à la tribune des Nations Unies et partager votre histoire. Une histoire parsemée de douleurs, d'horreurs si difficiles à raconter, mais ô combien importante à entendre. Mais votre histoire est également celle d'une victoire, la plus belle de victoires sur le nazisme. Vous êtes revenu du camp, vous vous êtes marié avec votre tendre Nelly et vous avez eu des enfants. Votre présence est la plus grande de la victoire. In 1961, at the opening of the trial of the notorious Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann in Jerusalem, Gideon Hausner, heading the team of prosecutors, said, "When I stand before you here, judges of Israel, to lead the prosecution of Adolf Eichmann, I am not standing alone. With me are 6 million accusers, but they cannot rise to their feet and point an accusing finger, a finger, and cry, 'J'accuse, I accuse.' Therefore, I will be their voice and spokesman." End of quote. One of the testimonies in the trial that became engraved in our collective memory as the emblem of the catastrophe and trauma of the Shoah was that of Auschwitz survivor Yechiel Dinur, who used the pen name Katzetnik 135633. And the meaning of Katzetnik in Yiddish, also in German, was an inmate, a prisoner. Katzetnik said, "I was on planet Auschwitz for about 2 years. The time there is not the same as it is here, on our planet. Every fraction of a second has different wheels of time. The inhabitants of that planet had no names. They had no parents and no children. They did not wear clothes the way we wear here. They were not born there and did not give birth. They did not breathe, live, or die according to the laws of this world. He collapsed after saying these words. Most of the survivors did not talk for years. One of them was my mother, a child in the war who came to Israel and quickly understood that those who were not there will not understand. At that time, silence seemed to be the key for integration and building new life. Like many survivors who did not forget anything, and from the depth of horror, they have chosen to live, to build families, to build our country, and make it a safe home. They are the heroes, as you are, Mr. Sobol. Dear friends, to this day, we struggle to understand how Nazi Germany and its collaborators were able to implement their brutal and barbaric ideology, how they could industrialize death and human cruelty behind high walls or mere barbed wire, and while the smoke of the crematoria darkened the bright sky, people outside those walls continued their regular lives, most of them remaining indifferent, like bystanders. We therefore also pay tribute today to the million men and women who perished fighting against this evil, soldiers of the Allied forces and of the Red Army, civilians and officials fighting in the resistance. Each one of them deserves our gratitude for contributing to putting an end to the darkest pages of our history. May the memory of our brothers and sisters, all victims of Nazism and those who fought against it, including the righteous among the nations, be forever engraved in our hearts. Thank you.